Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Dr. John Vicker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the second chapter. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
It probably came from a creed or a hymn way back when. I'm talking about the measured words in our text that Paul is using and apparently quoting from somewhere else when he says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." The first line, "there is one God," is clearly from the Jewish Shema, the creed that every good Jew recited every day. Shema Israel, Adonai Elokeinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. In other words, there's only one God, and He is our God, the living God. He's the real deal. Paul continues, "And there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus." Here Paul is addressing the Gentiles and all of the pagan religions who had managed to construct a way to get from the human to the divine, always by some sort of human striving of one sort or another. But Paul says no to all of that and declares that just as there is one God, so also there is only one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And here's the paradox. If you want to see the one God, then you need to look at the one man, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. If you want to see the one God, then you need to look at the one crucified man. Look at the Messiah, God in the flesh, Jesus, there on the cross, who poured out his life drop by drop to pay the price for your sins. And not just your sins, but the sins of the whole world, as a ransom for all. So just as there is one God of all the world, and there is one mediator for all the world, so that mediator paid the one price for all the world. These chief teachings and many more are expressed beautifully in our hymn that we will sing this morning. Please turn with me to 574, "Before the Throne of God Above." Take a look at stanza one. "Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. Jesus Christ, the one mediator, our great high priest, lives and pleads for you, ever. That is, today, tomorrow, and every day. How so? Look at stanza 2. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. What is graven on the hands of Jesus? The marks of his crucifixion. And your name is graven in those marks, the hymn writer says, because those marks have covered your sins. In stanza 4, he says, because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Isn't that beautiful? In other words, when God the Father looks at you, he doesn't see your sins. Instead, he looks at Jesus and his blood, which paid for your sins, now and forever. So, Christ Jesus is your one mediator. When you look to Christ crucified, you see God as he really is for you. Merciful, pouring out his life, or as our hymn writer says, his name is love. When you look at Jesus, you see love. And when the God the Father looks at you, he looks at Jesus and the blood that he shed for you, now and forever.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Missouri District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Pon Chenthapon and Chaplain Chad Shishke, who are deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.